Welcome to the Owner to Owner podcast with your host, Jesse Tyler, part of the EO Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Owner to Owner podcast. It's great to have you here with us again, listening. We appreciate the followers. I'm Jesse Tyler. I work at Hypotherm, a global manufacturing technology company that is almost 2,000 owners strong. I'm fascinated by ownership culture and how being an owner impacts the daily experience at work and the career experience. The goal of this podcast is to have owner-to-owner discussions about a range of ownership experience and culture topics to bring more insight into the individual experience. There's a lot of we, there's a lot of us, there's a lot of team references used in employee ownership. This is really about the individual and the impact on their work experience. We usually focus on frontline rank and file workers, those that often are left out of the beauty of wealth building and job security, job quality. And that is something powerful about employee ownership, is that it is built on their backs. This series takes a little bit of a different path of insight. And this is one in a series about women in manufacturing, so that women owners through our company, through our product value stream, can share their thoughts. So we're talking to Hypotherm women owners from design, engineering, quality, this session for global sales and global customer learning, operations, machine assembly, machine operators, shipping, and leadership. So on almost all of the Owner to Owner podcasts, I meet the guests when we first start recording. This one's a little bit different. And for this series, I've asked close friends to share their story. This podcast goes across 4 countries, so we're hopeful that the audio is nice and smooth. If there are any glitches, we appreciate listeners' patience with that. So this episode focuses on sales and customer training. Our guests today are Dominique Paradis, a senior distribution sales manager from Quebec, Fernando Limos, the manager for regional distribution sales, Brazil, Gune, manager for regional distribution sales in Europe, and Kim Smith, the manager for commercial training. So if we could kind of work our way through and have each of you share a little bit more, you know, we all have our titles, but what do you actually do? And then we can get our conversation started that way. So Dominique, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you do?
Yes, I am with Hypotherm now for 16 years, and I'm a distribution sales manager, but I'm also the national sales manager for a national account that I've been in charge now for 13 years. So do you want to hear a little bit about my background? So I've been in the industry now for 30 years. So imagine I'm 55 years old. So I started in the welding industries at 25 years old in a region where the man wouldn't allow women in that kind of industry. I was east of Quebec, a very far region where with each account would be about half an hour to an hour away from each other. So the first time that they saw me coming in, I was working in the welding electrodes, and I had to do demonstration of welding to mans that had maybe 20 years of experience. It needed a lot of guts and a very strong character to face these mans that would tell me to go back to wash the dishes. And I was able to make myself through it. And I moved from that region to Montreal. And then I moved from a job at welding electrodes, and I went to work in the steel industry and the power transmission. I came back to robotic welding. And then I met Hypotherm in a welding show, and I was very impressed by the professionalism of Hypotherm. And I had a great conversation with a man named Tony Winiars at the time. And he was telling me about all the good things that Hypotherm was doing for them. And this is how it started. I moved to Hypotherm, and now I've been with Hypotherm for 16 years. A great job. I love the product. I love the people. And I never thought I was going to end my career, because I'm going to end my career at Hypotherm for sure. I probably have more, maybe 5 years left. So great job.
That's great. That's great. Thanks for sharing the background. And that's something also that we'll get to sort of as a second round of this question, is just sort of looking back on how you got to where you are now and what you're most proud of. So we'll come back to that in a minute, but appreciate your starting us off well, Dominique.
You know, you always have a wish list. And one of the wish lists on my to-do list was to be the best in a man's world. So the first time they spelled my name in a sales meeting, and I had to, and I won the award of the best overall sales award. It was like, check, you know? But then after I heard during that meeting, the Ken Comstock Award, and I'm like, wow, this is really something that I want to win. It was like, again, put that on the wish list. And I really wanted to win that award that I won a couple of years after. And this was like, there's no award than getting an award from your peers that really think that you are the best person. And you're, you know, that award is about, Kim, maybe you can help me because you've been, it's about hands-on, be technical, respect by your peers. Is that how you
say it? Yeah, it's really someone within the sales organization or even outside of sales, but typically it's been within sales that just stands out as someone that lives and breathes to support our customer and works really well with all of the different functions within Hypertherm that support those same customers. And it is peer nominated, which makes it so special. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. So this is which I'm the proudest,
yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah, that's a high honor at Hypertherm to have earned that from your peers. So that's wonderful. Congratulations. Fernanda, a little bit more about yourself and what you do, please.
Yes. So hello, everybody. I'm Fernanda. I work for Hypertherm for 16 years as well. I'm Brazilian. I live in Brazil. And today I'm the regional sales manager for distribution in America's region, very focused on Latin America market and part of the Southwest of US as well. And I started my journey at Hypertherm as an intern student working in the administrative department for our office here in Brazil. And then I was officially hired as a marketing assistant and then moving to a specialist, then became marketing manager for Brazil, then South America, and finally moved to the sales position for Latin America and part of the US. So as Dominique mentioned, the same happened with me. I think it happens for all the women, especially in this industry, in the metal mechanic industry, where the majority are male. I think we all had our challenges. And I remember when I used to be marketing manager, when I was doing trade shows. So we are receiving some visitors in our booth, and many of them, when I try to reach out to them in that time, like, what can I help you? And they look at me in the bottom up and say, yeah, I would like to talk with someone of the company. They thought that it was like a receptionist of the booth. And I say, yes, you can talk with me. And then he said, well, I would like to talk with someone that knows the product. And I said, yes, you can talk with me. Yes, but I want to talk with someone technical. And I said, you can ask anything about this product and I can answer to you. So, you know, this kind of perception that because you are a woman, you don't know about technical, about the products, or you are a receptionist or not even part of the company. So, but I feel proud at the end when I reply all the questions of that guy. So, but this is kind of the challenge that we face because, as I said, in these industries, the majority are male, but we are here to change this and have more women in the industry.
That's great. Thank you for that. Gune. Your thoughts, a little bit more of what you do and your career path, please.
So I just realized that I'm probably the newest one here in the group in Hypertherm. I have been with Hypertherm just for 3 years, over the 3 years now. Hi, everyone. Again, my name is Gune, and I joined Hypertherm in 2019 as distribution sales manager for Turkey, Caucasus, and some countries in the Central Asia. And last year in August, I moved to the regional sales manager within the same team, EMEA distribution team, and have been working in that role since then. I have been enjoying the new challenge in my life, in my career. So I'm covering the distribution business in Northeast Europe, which also includes Turkey, Russia, India, and Israel. I'm originally from Azerbaijan, so I was born in Soviet Union back then. And then like 24 years ago, I moved to Turkey for my studies. And then I decided to stay and work here. I speak Azerbaijani, is my mother tongue. I speak also Russian, where due to the Soviet Union thing, we are bilingual. I speak English and I speak Turkish. That's why I comfortably cover all the region that I'm covering right now. Well, as I said, this is the first leadership experience in my career, so I'm very excited. I am still trying to learn, still trying to find my style, my way in this role, which is great. I started working after the university in Ankara 14 years ago, and I worked throughout different industries. I worked in construction equipment manufacturing. I worked in construction machinery manufacturing. Then I moved to the car batteries, and then I finally moved to the plasma cutting industries, welding industry, let's say. And as you probably see, that all of those are male-dominated industries. And this is so typical when Dominique mentioned her challenges or Fernanda mentioned her challenges. It's the same everywhere. I think independent of the country, of the region, of the people, we all as women face the same challenges. Yeah, so I've started with the sales. I've always worked in sales because of the languages and because of the knowing other cultures and being a bit multicultural myself. I always had an interest in being involved in international sales. So I started my career in a small company in Ankara in Turkey as a sales responsible for export countries. So after that, I moved throughout operation and direct sales and distribution management in construction equipment. And finally, I came here to Hyperterm as a distribution sales manager. So it's always been a distribution sales for me mainly. So I brought my experience, worked in Hyperterm for 3 years in that role, and then made a major step for me in my career, which I'm very proud of, to the regional sales manager.
Very nice. Very nice. Kim Smith, can you share a little bit more about your background and what you do?
Sure. I'm coming up on 22 years at Hypertherm next month. And I always laugh when I say that because I came to Hypertherm. I was teaching elementary school at the time and my position had been eliminated for the second year in a row. And I had the opportunity to come to Hypertherm. And I remember thinking like, I'll stay for a year and that will give me some time to find another job, you know, in a local school. And man, 22 years later, I'm here and have really never looked back. It's just been a wonderful experience. But yeah, I came in from the teaching profession and have held roles in organizational learning and training and development, and then had the opportunity to move into corporate improvement. So working with Lean and Six Sigma tools and driving those adoption of those throughout the organization, building up our kind of grassroots improvement programs. Moved into sales. I remember doing a couple of Kaizen events with salespeople and thinking like, these are my people. I have to find a way to get onto this team. And I just loved the time working in sales and on our customer engagement team. And now I'm in a brand new role to me, managing our commercial training programs and still learning a bit about what that means, but have an opportunity to serve our customers in a different way, which is great. And Jesse, I had to smile when you said we're almost 2,000 owners strong. I think we were around 425 when I started.
That's great.
Pretty amazing journey.
Yeah, that's great. I started 15 years ago, and I think we had 850. I think it was right around 850 people. So we've continued to grow and definitely expand and expand our reach. But it's fun to have this time with you just personally, just as a friend, because I think of with Fernanda being in Brazil doing what became XPR, our top level product, high definition cutting, customer research and going around. And I remember then when you took us to sites thinking, she's the only woman here. And then with Dominique years ago being on trips together, we're going through Quebec, Ontario, doing a Praxair open house in Nova Scotia. And the pavement was so fresh that our feet were, it was warm and our feet were sticking in a little bit. And yeah, we were fighting somebody on a sale that was going to buy the competitive. We worked on that customer for an hour and they bought the Hypertherm. And then Kim with, you know, FabTech and being teammates before, and then Gune and I got to know each other through onboarding and some of the early career time. So it's really a joy to have this time with you and have you share your stories. So I'd love to hear, as you want to weave in more things that sort of led to your current role, because since I've known you and we've been friends and coworkers, you've all experienced at least one, and a couple of you, two very significant promotions. So we certainly want to hear more about that. But since you all shared a little bit of insight and the challenge you may have had in sales as women, I want to ask you the direct question. Maybe we'll come back to Dominique. What keeps you coming back? And in your case, over 30 years, what keeps you coming back, Dominique?
What do you mean by that?
So you've had these challenges, you've had these, some of these adversity, and you talk about the fight. I saw Fernanda wave her hand of, you know, cheering Kim on talking about that.
I'm a warrior. They call me the princess warrior. So there's no fun if there's not a challenge to achieve. So, and it's a job where there's always challenges. In the last 2 years, resilience is a quality that all of us needed to have because you never know every day. It was you were out of control of what was going to happen. So, and what I like about Hypertherm and why am I always like every day going out and proud to be a Hypertherm employee is first the way they treat us. I've been in situation at the beginning of my career where, you know, that the relationship with male was hard and they wanted to have me fired from the company for taking decision for the company. And I had managers like Jeff Decrow and everybody at the management level, they stand up and they said, no, you know, she took the right decision. And this made me really proud to say that I always have like people on my back taking care of me. If there's a situation where I think I'm losing control, they're going to be there and they're going to stand for me. So yeah, that's basically the reason for.
That's great. I appreciate it. So Fernanda, I'll ask it a little bit differently. With some of the challenges that all of you have already referred to, being women, like you were talking about, where they kept asking for a man and asking for someone else. Through all of those challenges through your career, what has kept you coming back and pushing so hard?
Yeah, I think for me, it's more about be part of a transformation. I think when you come, when we wake up every day in the morning, I go to the company because I'm part of the transformation. Because Hypertherm does not only produce great and fantastic products, but they also, that change the industry. We also have great people that change the industry with their expertise, with the support for our customers. So everything that we do is part of a big transformation. And to be part of this transformation is extraordinary for me. So in the end, I think transformation means transform people's lives as well, because it's transform my life, the customer's life, the employee's life, the career's life. And I think that it's so exciting to wake up in the morning and think that you are part of a big transformation, a big change in people's life. And coming back to my transformation, as I mentioned before, I was an intern student. I was in the university when I started in Hypertherm. And today I'm responsible for many countries in distribution sales. So this changed, this transformed my life. And I would like to also to be part of other transformations as well. And maybe to inspire other people, to inspire and other women, as I think this podcast will also play this role to inspire another women to be part of this transformation, to be brave.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. And yes, when we get towards the end of the conversation, I'm going to ask you what your advice is for women considering a career in manufacturing. So you'll have that opportunity coming up soon. Look forward to hearing what all of you have to say. Gunay, what has kept you coming back through some of the challenges as a woman in manufacturing?
Well, I think it's my feminist soul. I never took a no because I'm a woman or I can't accomplish it. I always thought that I am the same and I deserve to be treated the same and to have the same results as everyone else in the organization. But it wasn't very easy. It wasn't fast. And I think that coming from a more Eastern culture, myself, my family, I have struggles, you know, to fight back sometimes. That's why maybe it takes a longer time for me to get what I deserve. I had also in the past, as Dominique mentioned, to be best in the men's world, but I already dropped that. So I think we should be best of ourselves, right? And also she said that warriors, you know, we are warriors, she is warrior. I think every woman is a warrior. We are all fighting fights, different fights in different places, families, workplaces, schools. But we learn to be warriors from a very small age. And then we just develop ourselves to be stronger and stronger. That's it. And now in Hypertherm, I really feel and appreciate it. I really feel that there is an opportunity to grow. I feel that I work in an inclusive environment. So that inspires me and, well, helps me to be best of myself. Yeah.
Thank you. Kim, what keeps you coming back?
So similar, right? I mean, it's the challenge, you know, as a company, as an individual, just always raising that bar. You know, for me personally, it's just wanting to have a great impact on our associates and our customers, whether that's being a team leader or directly supporting customers or building up the teams that engage with our customers. I mean, that's the fire. Personally, you know, I love being a bit of a trailblazer. And, you know, I remember thinking about the corporate improvement role before I had applied for it. And someone said to me, you know, this is your opportunity, right? To break the stereotype, break the mold a little bit. It's something different. Or you can just, you know, continue to be a woman in a very traditional woman role. And the minute that, you know, the minute the person made that statement, I was like, all right, darn it, I'm doing it. And it's, yeah, you know, I love the idea of just creating something new and pushing forward, proving them wrong a little bit.
That's great. That's great. Well, Tim, let's start with you and we'll hear from the others then. What are you most proud of in your career? I guess with all of you, I have to say so far. What are you most proud of in your career so far?
That's a tough one. I think it's just that constant challenge and focus on the people that I've worked with and have had the privilege to lead. Just, you know, proud of not backing down, staying resilient, and hopefully having that positive impact.
That's great. Thank you. Gune, what are you most proud of in your career so far?
I've thought about this question before, and I think that I want to answer this question from my personal standpoint, not to like work accomplishments, career accomplishments, but personal, related to work, of course. I think that I'm proud that when I left the companies for another jobs for further steps in my career, I always left very good, strong relationship in the company that I'm leaving. So I always knew that I will be welcome to go back there to work. And I still talk to many people from coworkers, from management of those companies. So I think that's really important for me. I'm proud of that.
Great point.
That's great. Fernanda, for you, what are you most proud of in your career so far?
Yeah, so I'm very proud about how much I have developed myself along these years, how much I learned, but also about the work that was done. I think the legacy work and the change that I could produce it together with the team in the market that I'm responsible for, because I was the second employee in Brazil. In that time, Brazil was a very small market, very small sales volume. Hypertime was not even well known by the market in that time. And today, when I see the big role that Hypertime have in Latin America, in Brazil, so it's something to be proud of. And I feel that I was part of this transformation, that I have my legacy work here. And everything that was said, being a woman, being a mother with other responsibilities. So, and as we said, in an industry that's majority male. So I'm very proud of this.
Thank you. Dominique, what are you most proud of?
I would say that probably the great influence that I have and I had in the market, opening doors for women in the welding industry or the industrial world. There's a lot of female that were struggling with this relationship with men. And, you know, everybody has heard about Me Too, this famous phrase. I was never afraid of Me Too, because I think that to be successful in a man's world, you needed to learn how to fight and how to gain that respect and how to show where your barriers are. And that made the woman I am now. So yes, I am proud to have gone through this 30 years and fighting and opening those doors for other women. And I kept my, I'm trying to find the word now in English. I'm still the same woman.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you all for your openness with this. So with that in mind, I want to shift a little bit for thinking about speaking maybe to a much younger self or a different context for our listeners. Hypertherm is very active with science, technology, engineering, and math, where we have, before COVID, and hopefully soon, we will have almost every day, we have school-age students, you know, middle school and high school. So, you know, between 10 and 18-year-old students that come do tours, they hand cut with our PowerMax plasma, which is always very exciting to rip some steel for them, learning about from finance, from marketing, from even some of the folks that we're talking to today. So let's say that you're looking out at a class room full of Girls in Technology Day is one of the things that we host, and the building fills up with these different school age girls from different community schools. What would you say to them about a career in manufacturing? What would you encourage them? What would your advice be to, you can pick, let's say a 15-year-old student that's coming to visit. Dominique, what would you say to a 15-year-old girl who's excited about following in your footsteps? What would your advice be?
You know, I feel that if you select a job, it needs to be a job that will give you passion, that you will love, wake up every day doing it. I would tell her to never select a job for money because she's never going to be happy. You need to find a job that will make your day, how would I say, you will learn something every day, and every day is going to be different, and it's going to be a joy to go to work. That would be my advice.
That's great. That's great. And so I'm going to ask the other half of it that I mentioned. If you were going to talk to yourself at 15, what would you say to yourself at 15 before your 30 years and more to come of incredible success in manufacturing? What would you say to a 15-year-old Dominique?
I would probably say the same thing. They always said I was a very bubbly person and very passionate about everything. And I would never listen anyway to anybody else than myself. So I would always go with my guts and my feeling. And that's the way I end up in that kind of business, because it would just give me, in French, you would say papillon, which is like you feel about it, you know?
That's great. Thank you. Fernanda, first, you've got a group of 15-year-old girls visiting the distribution center in Brazil. What is your advice to them if they're excited about manufacturing?
Yeah, so I would say that in Hypertherm or in manufacturer world, you have the opportunity to show your talents. It doesn't matter the gender. Just believe in yourself. You have the space to develop yourself and learn every day, because even that this industry is majority male, every day you are invited to make the difference. It's just up to you. And work hard as a woman. Be brave as a woman. So it's a great opportunity that you have to reshape the industry with the woman talents. So, and this is why I love when Hypertherm say shaping possibility, because this is also one opportunity to say shaping possibility with woman talents.
That's great. And if you could go talk to yourself at 15, thinking of the career you've had, the success you've had, would you say anything different, or what advice would you share with yourself?
Yeah, basically the same, but I would say to myself, go get it, be brave, work hard with a lot of discipline and trust in yourself.
That's great. Thank you. Gunay, first, for helping out with some students, what's your advice to them?
First thing that came to my mind, it was always fight, right? So, and then I thought that why they should fight? It shouldn't be like that. We should create an environment for them not to fight, and so that they feel inclusive and they can be anything that they want. So I will tell them that be anything, you can be anything that you want. Just imagine, want, have passion, work hard, and then you'll get it. And for myself, probably I would say that don't be afraid. Don't let anyone intimidate you. Be brave, and you have everything to get it. So do it.
Thank you. Thank you. Kim, I know you've helped with the STEM groups that flood through our Hanover, New Hampshire, Lebanon campus.
So much
sorry to interrupt you. What's your advice when you talk to them about future in manufacturing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's stay confident in the fact that you can be and accomplish anything you want, but also be cautious. You know, don't shoot for something just because you're a woman and you think that, I don't know how to describe it. You know, don't make it just a gender thing. You know, go for it because it's something you really want. Please. To Dominique's point, you know, it's great to be the warrior. It's great to fight and earn a spot, you know, where it's a little bit harder as a woman. But it to that point, if you don't have the passion around it, if it doesn't drive your happiness, you know, it's just not worth that. I would also say, you know, be resilient and flexible, build relationships. You know, stay in the moment, like appreciate the journey and remember that it's okay to fail. It's okay to try something that doesn't end up being, you know, your passion or something that you're the best at. You know, I think you have to try a lot of different things until you find your right spot. And for myself, I think the one thing I would like to say to my younger self is always stay true to yourself, because the minute you feel like you're working in an environment that's kind of out of alignment with who you are and with your values, it just takes so much out of you. So stay true to who you are and find things that support.
That's great. Fernanda, you wanted to add something?
Yes, just to compliment everything that was said, it was fabulous, with a quote from Brené Brown, because I love her, it's an idol for me, that be vulnerable. I think this is, it's summarized everything that was said, be vulnerable and don't be afraid.
That's great. Dominique, did you want to add something?
Oh, no, I'm just like, I so agree with everything that you girls have said. I really enjoyed that podcast.
That's great.
Tune in next week for the conclusion of this conversation. Jesse's guests will discuss how being employee owners affects their jobs and their lives. Thank you for listening.
We'd love to hear from you. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at EO Podcast Network. This podcast has been produced by Brett Kiesling for the EO Podcast Network. Production assistance by Victoria Huerta. Original music composed by Max Kiesling. Branding and marketing by Bitsy Plus Design. And I'm Bitsy McCann.